Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, okay. We're on the program now with Jared Taylor. And, Jared, you do raise some legitimate points about the fact that when the police are looking for suspects and they're looking into problem, for instance, problem drivers on the highway, you see a car bobbing and weaving. You see a car in the city that is not very well kept. And I know that, and I tell the story and people say, ah, it's a bunch of baloney. You're making it up. No, I'm not kidding. When I drove a car that didn't look too good and looked like some sort of a wreck, quite frankly, I was pulled over. I can't tell you how many times the police pulled over that friggin' car. Pardon me.
Well, that's a kind of profiling, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean to say, why? What was it about? Well, I happened to be white. I wasn't pulled over simply because the cop thought I was black.
Exactly.
He looked at the car, he saw the car, and, you know, let's face it, when you see an old car driving down the road that looks like a wreck, and sometimes I have a habit of going a little too close to the center line or a little too far over to the right-hand side, you know, too far to the right, what happens is the cops get suspicious and they pull you over.
That's
but
right.
Quite frankly, when it is ascribed to police, Jared, that they are racially profiling, it is anything but racial profile. It just happens that within the cities, particularly big cities, you're going to find a disproportionate amount of people who are designated minorities who wind up driving in a suspicious manner. And that is what happened here in our state when a van was driven and pulled over for a traffic violation, and 9 illegal aliens were found in that van. Now, these people in the legislature want to pretend that didn't happen and want to suggest, as the ACLU has, that their civil rights were violated. That is the, quote, rights of people who have just broken the law to get into the country illegally.
Well, I know. There's just no end to the astonishing length of foolishness to which liberalism will go. When it comes to police work, and by the way, I think people who are police officers in big cities in the United States, they have one of the toughest jobs in the entire world. They are constantly having to make split-second decisions that can get them fired, get them killed, get them disgraced, go to jail. I think they have a very, very tough job. But over the years, they discover that there are certain patterns. And the human being is an organism that detects patterns, and if it finds them useful, it remembers those patterns. And, as you say, when you drove a junker, the police paid more attention to you.
Absolutely.
And it is logical that they do so. Another good example is if they see a late model, fancy car that is dirty, they will assume that this is stolen, because if somebody actually has bought a late model fancy car, he keeps it cleaned, he keeps it waxed, whereas if you've just stolen the thing, you might drive it through a bunch of mud puddles and you're not going to keep it clean. It is a not always a sure sign, but it's a real indication that this is a stolen car. Likewise, if they see a car that has got a bunch of black people in it, and it's full of junk food, and the black people are all looking like as their eyes are going around in circles, chances are there are drugs in that car.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain patterns that you'd be a fool not to act on. And for the police to have to sit there and pretend, oh, no, no, we never notice race, we never notice sex, we never notice age, we never notice cars, that's idiocy. But because our police officers are all trained to think, oh, no, no, we better not say anything that could ever get us in trouble, they have to play that silly game.
That's why they say the law is an ass. All right, we'll be right back. Jared Taylor will take more calls in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now. We're going to go right to the telephone, 800-313-9443. Jared Taylor, my guest, mren.com, American Renaissance Publication. And let's go to Rita in Colorado. Hello, Rita.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Jared.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, you said before you're not associated with anyone, but you know, if I go to the ADL website, they've got you listed there.
Well, you must be doing something right, Jared.
I must be associated with ADL.
So, I don't know if you are or not, because probably the kind of people that they would want to be associated with be like the king rats of the white race. They would probably not associate with people that respect our gene pool and understand who we are as people.
No, probably not. I think the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, boy, if I believed what they wrote about me, I'd think I was a pretty awful guy.
Yeah, but but the problem is that what we see in the media is that we kind of do get these king rat people, and they don't really represent the white race because they don't understand what gene pools are.
I'm not sure what you mean by king rat people.
Well, let me tell you, I've got Habsburg blood in me, so that I'm somebody that is kind of underrepresented. So when I go to Europe, I'm a white person who can actually say racism, which is not really what most people, you know, over here that kind of represent white people can do. Because what happened is, you know, we see these same pattern, like through the Dark Ages in Florence with Boniface VIII and the Neri and the Bianchi, and how people disrespected the lambs. And I'm from the line of the Angel Kings, the Habsburgs, and there was St. King Louis the IX and Maximilian the I, and they had instituted policies to keep their people together through all of the marauding times in the Dark Ages. What St. Louis instituted was an institution called the commune, so that people could stay together and keep their people together. So, but what we see is this kind of information is lost, and it started. It was really gradualism that did it. We started first with kind of accommodating the Jews in church. What Jews mostly don't like is original sin. You notice they don't like St. Paul. They don't like what Paul wrote. So they toned that down, and guess what happens when they tone that down? There are less XYYs breeding in the gene pool. Hmm. And when less XYYs breed, pretty soon we get the wrong kind of people. And now we've got just full race war going on in the media, where they, instead of the traditional people, people don't understand. You know, XYYs are traditional breeders for us, but hermaphroditic bisexual women are not sires for us. Right. They are not part of our breed.
What is the point, Rita?
The point is not just that people have white skin. The point is that we've got to understand what breeding is. There's a breed of people, and if you're going to represent that breed of people, you've got to understand who we are. And read between the lines. You can look through the history books, and if you understand how to read between the lines, that you can get the real history and understand who we are.
All right, let Jared respond.
All right,
if you can, Jared.
I think I was rather lost on that.
Well, I'm a little confused myself. But anyway, thank you for the call, Rita. I appreciate your input. Anyway, let's talk to Jim in Texas now. Hello,
hey.
Jim.
Yeah, hello, Rick.
Hi,
and
Jim.
Jared.
Hello.
Rick, it's a good thing you brought up the Wichita Massacre, because there's a much more recent, it's only a few weeks old, incident that took place in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't know if you were of it.
Well, yeah, but
there have been many massacres, by the
way.
Well,
yeah, but this is extremely brutal. This Channon, her name was Channon Christian, and her boyfriend's name was Chris Newsom. I know you're probably aware of that.
Yes, I am. And, are you aware of it, Jared?
Yes, I am, but some of the most gruesome aspects of it, the fact that apparently the young man had his penis cut off, he was anally raped, the young woman had her breast cut off before she was killed, all of this stuff, it's very difficult to get any details in the print media on that. The police spokesmen are always quoted as saying, well, awful things happen to these people, but it's very hard to get any kind of information. And I think it is, once again, exactly the case as with the Wichita Massacre, because the perpetrators are black, the victims are white, and so everybody wants to be mum about it. Can you imagine, if a bunch of blacks tortured and mutilated, I'm sorry, if a bunch of whites tortured and mutilated blacks. Oh, my gosh. We would have just the most massive national hand-wringing session you could possibly imagine. There'd be no end to it. We'd all be in therapy by now, for heaven's sake. But
and
this,
they also poured Drano down her throat, by the way.
Drano,
they poured Drano down her throat trying to destroy evidence.
Yes.
Before they killed her and cut off her breasts and cut her up and put her in trash bags.
Yeah.
And they also set him on fire and left him laying along the side of the railroad tracks.
Yeah,
I mean, this is something that it should have been on the news somewhere, but the only place you can find it's on the Internet.
Well,
I don't even know if you can go to the Knoxville news stations and find anything about it. I'm an internet junkie, so I can find stuff like this. But
yes.
This is the classic example of underplaying versus overplaying.
It's an absolutely classic example. I couldn't agree with you more, caller.
And also, I might beg to disagree with you a little bit, Mr. Taylor, as far as the news media, that they actually believe what they're saying. They don't no more believe what they're saying than I don't know what, because they do what they write what they're told, they say what they're told, and they do not, under any circumstance, differ, because if they do, they're out of a job.
Well, that's what the managing editor of the New York Times said in 1953.
Yes, Swinton. In 1953.
Right.
He said, if you print the truth one day, you're looking for a job the next.
You'll be on the
dare not print the truth.
Yeah.
You dare not print the truth. You're paid to lie. That's
again, you know, there is an obvious pattern, and it's a documented pattern, that the media act almost with total singularity in these types of cases. So it's not a diversity in the media that we're dealing with, but a monopoly mindset that governs the media. And getting back to that case of the Jesse Durkheising rape, which I'm sure you recall, Jared.
Right. In Little Rock. It was in Little Rock.
Jared, you recall it, right?
Well, certainly.
You remember how the media spiked that story outside of Arkansas, and finally, because of the persistence of people like Reed Irvine of Accuracy in Media and others, ABC and all of them started coming out and saying, yes, we plead guilty. We spiked the story. And the reason is we did not want to fan the flames of anti-homosexual, homophobic mindlessness. We were concerned about what it would be like in the representation that would follow. Yet they were not concerned with the Matthew Shepard case, which we're still hearing about occasionally. And we heard about for months on end after it happened, the young man who was taken out and raped allegedly because he made advances or for homosexual reasons.
But he wasn't raped. He was just beaten up.
Raped and beaten or whatever. Yeah, right. But
well,
I mean to say, here was another example of double standards in the press.
And then you go back to the Tawana Brawley case. There's a classic example of much ado about nothing. And the Duke rape case.
Yeah.
Complete fabrications, both of them, but it was on the news for month after month after. Al Sharpton still swears that she's innocent and that because of the white racism that these evil white prosecutors and cops got off. This is years and years and years later.
All right, okay, hang on, Jim. Let Jared respond.
Well, no, I think Jim has made a number of excellent points here that when there is a hoax, which is what the Tawana Brawley thing was. This was a black woman who claimed she'd been raped by a white man. It was all a bunch of ball, a pack of lies. The media cluster around and make a big hero out of any alleged black victim of white racism. Then, when it turns out that it was a hoax, they say, oh, well, the poor girl must have been disturbed, and it doesn't matter if it were a hoax, because this kind of thing happens all the time anyway, and it's good for us to be reminded about how bad white people are. No, it's an absolutely dependable refrain.
All right, Jim, do you have a final word? Are you there, Jim? I guess Jim's
happen.
Gone.
They will say maybe it didn't happen, but it's probably going to happen. So we might as well go ahead and admit that if it isn't true right now, it will be shortly in the future.
Yeah,
that's their attitude.
Hopeful, wishful thinking, right?
There you go. That's their attitude.
There you go. Well, I mean, and that in itself is intellectual bigotry.
Absolutely. But I would like for Jared to talk about Rhodesia and South Africa, who used to be the breadbasket of Africa, fed the whole continent, and what's happened to the continent now. Because that explains a whole lot of the whole situation.
Well, I just touched on it, but when we come back, we have a break, Jim.
Well, I'm going
to
have to
pause, and we'll have Jared.
I'm going to have to take off. I'll stay for one more segment,
okay.
But then I'm going to have to leave.
That'll be fine. 10 minutes more, and we'll let you leave, Jared.
Good talking to you, Rick.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. We'll be right back with more, and just another 10 minutes or so for Jared Taylor, Amren.com. American Renaissance, and that's the publication. Just go to the website, and you can jump aboard if you like what you see and what you hear. And if you don't, then you don't have to, obviously. But we do, and we have, entertained all points of view. Because this is Uncensored Radio, Free America, with Radio Avenger Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back. You see, these are the kind of issues that Jared Taylor and his writers actually deal with just about all the time. Right, Jared?
Well, that's right. The whole racial double standard, what's at stake for white people, not just in the United States, but around the world. Yes, I think these are the crucial issues of our time.
All right, let's take one final call because I know you have to run, and we have a different point of view here, not so much not in opposition, but I think we're going to get a little bit of a biblical point of view. We have Joe Church. Hello, Joe. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hi, Jared.
Hello.
I'm going to try to go quickly through a few points here, mainly from the scriptures, because we have another murder that's taking place today, and it's by the religious community. They're actually committing racial murder by murdering the scriptures. Mm. And I'd like to give my case.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should be very proud of their race. You know, for the Father created all the races, and they were very good in His sight, Genesis 1:31. And for those deeper students, that was the six-day creation. Also, read in Revelation 2:26 as the ethnos. The word Adam in the scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures, is from the prime root 119. I'm going to read it. from the Strong's Concordance, which every Christian in this country and throughout the world recognizes as the authority on their translations. It means Adam, to show blood in the face, flush or turn rosy, be dyed or made red, ruddy. Okay, in Deuteronomy 32, the Song of Moses, which in Revelation 15:3 was the song that the overcomers were singing when they were going to meet the Father, Jesus. And I quote Deuteronomy 32, verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Verse 8. When the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, he separated the sons of Adam. Now, in this case, the King James translated it Adam. Could have been translated man, but they decided to make it specific, Adam. He set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. You see, the word Adam had to be brought forth here. It was very important that this seed line, the Adamic seed line, which would later be the Jacobite seed line, would be carried right through to Jesus Christ. Very important. In fact, in Matthew 1, the generation of Jesus Christ, 1:1, that generation is the offspring of Jesus Christ, and that was through Joseph, his stepfather. Luke 3 gives the genealogy of Jesus through Mary. The genealogies were very, very important. The race that Jesus Christ would come through. Over in, Luke 13:28. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. They will be in the kingdom. They will be your Christian genealogy, and you yourselves thrust out. You see, genealogy is very important, even up in the Gospel of Luke. Now, to put it in context, they were saying that, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said, I'm reading from Luke 13:23, and he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will not enter in and shall not be able.
Almost out of time, Joe, so the point is you're trying to make, what is that, the racial distinctions are good. They're not a bad thing.
Well, it's very important if you have the true interpretation of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the seed line,
right.
Trace the seed line. Like, for example, the word Anglo-Saxon, Englishman, the word Englishman,
mm-hmm.
is broken down from four words, A-N, Gaul, G-A-U-L, or Gaelic, or Celtic, Ish means man in Hebrew, and man means Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying? And Gaul-ish man, Adam, Adamic. Very important. Right in the name. What's in the name?
Exactly.
There's a letter from Pontius Pilate to Julius Caesar in the Library of Rome and also in the Library of Congress.
I think I've had about enough of this.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much for the call. We're out of time on this segment, and I appreciate you staying with us for the last 90 minutes, Jared.
Okay.
And people want to get back to you, they can jump aboard your website, right?
Yeah, they can.
All right. MREN.com. Take care. We'll talk to you again. All right. Good night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for our guest, but we will be back with much more to talk about in just 3 minutes after the break, and there is something that I'd like to recapitulate and bring up again concerning what is happening on the world stage right now, and it does indeed involve the diminution of the United States U.S. Navy being dismantled under George Bush's administration. Stay with me. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return in 3 minutes.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
And we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. But we certainly had a very interesting 90 minutes on race and issues having to do with, as you know, media, particularly the media, and how disingenuous and how corrupt the media are. Media are very, very evil, as far as I'm concerned. I don't agree with Jared on that at all. I don't agree with him that there's most of the time an innocuous feeling or sensation in those in the media, particularly the big controllers of the media, not the idiots that you see bobbing and weaving their heads every night, who are the anchors. They're the front men and women, the Katie Couric's and the Brian Williams and so forth. But the people that orchestrate the news and decide what gets it and what doesn't get it, what gets on and what doesn't get on. And I do believe that, indeed, the evidence will substantiate the premise that we are being ruled by a media elite. All right? And we have no doubt about that. There is an agenda, and we've given just a couple of examples of many where there is a total and complete thread of consistency in the handling of issues from a double-think point of view. So having said that, if you wish to comment on that further, you may. But I'd like to introduce at this point, ladies and gentlemen, this issue once again as to what is happening to the United States military under this administration, which claims it is fighting terror and defending Americanism. So you see, this should put to rest the lie that George Bush is orchestrating and perpetuating before the American public. And we're told that over the past 6 years, this administration, 79 condemned Navy ships have been towed out to sea and destroyed by Air Force bombs. That's right. 79 of them. And also by torpedoes or hails of gunfire. These exercisers, long considered to be the most cost-effective way to dispose of unwanted naval vessels, have eaten away at America's inventory of still useful retired warships, say some. Soon, every vessel capable of serving in America's reserve combat fleet could vanish, leaving an overextended Navy with no viable backup forces. Now, some people say this is unwise, it's silly, it's ridiculous, and I don't agree. I say it is deliberate. We are denuding the United States military, making it more vulnerable. That is, the leadership in Washington. Not we, the Americans, but this corrupt, occupied government in Washington is indeed in the process of deliberately dwindling down every aspect of America's armed services, from the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, the Reserves. And that's what these wars are all about. That's what they're intended to do. As the Navy budget, already under pressure from these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, is hoarded now for new shipbuilding initiatives, the inactive reserve, an emergency fleet of second-string warships, is quietly becoming a sham. Denied the maintenance funding and protected only from fire, flooding, and pilferage, decommissioned warships are quickly deteriorating past any hope of recall. The aircraft carrier USS Constellation, for example, was mothballed in 2003. And it went from the battle fleet to designation for the artificial reef donation program in a mere 3 years. Mr. Rumsfeld at work. Mr. Bush at work. Mr. Cheney at work. Usable vessels, ladies and gentlemen, are being destroyed. These important reserve warships are disappearing. The USS Below Wood, an amphibious assault vessel used to carry helicopters and Marines, returned from a Persian Gulf deployment just 2 years ago and was decommissioned last year or the year before and sunk just 8 months later. And to replace these ships, these vessels, the cost will become prohibitive. Billions of dollars are being wasted, my friends. Billions. According to the Naval Vessel Registry, the ex-USS Valley Forge, a billion-dollar anti-aircraft and missile defense cruiser, was blasted after serving barely half of an expected 40-year lifespan, if you will. Now, how do you like that? So, don't tell me this is an accident. Don't tell me this is just poor planning. This is lack of oversight and foresight. No. They are pilfering and dwindling down the legitimate defense of the United States in the Navy, and they're doing the same thing with the aircraft as well. So, once again, as we have more enemies, thanks to the neocons in government, more enemies than ever before, we are becoming less prepared to deal with the threat from both abroad and here at home. Now, that is no accident, ladies and gentlemen. That is a deliberate policy of this administration, which these idiots who call themselves conservative talk hosts would have you believe is a great defense-oriented administration. Well, that ought to tell you something right there, that we are not anywhere close to being that, my friends. We are dwindling, we are falling, failing, like Rome did as it became an empire. Since World War I and World War II, we have suffered the great losses in every sense of that word. Interventionism always carries a very heavy price tag, whether it be first in European affairs or second in European affairs, now worldwide, the cop, the crooked cop on the beat, United States, has reached that status of being totally and completely defenseless. You see, the bats have gotten into the belfry. Now, you know that. I know that. I don't have to go over this every chance I get. I don't want to sound like a broken needle here, but I'm saying it because I know that each and every night we are on the air, there are new listeners, there are people for the first time clicking the radio on, tuning in, turning the dial, who think that this is what we're supposed to be saying. What they hear the Hannity say, and what they hear the Limbaugh say, and all of the apologists and script readers for George Bush's administration. And they are amazed to find out, hey, that's not where the action is. We're being lied to by these carnival men. These are circus entertainers. These are not sincere and serious talk show hosts now. These are entertainers. These are the guys that are making the big bucks, not me. These guys are making the big, big bucks, deceiving and being deceived. Not one of them is honest enough and candid enough to come forward, come on the air one day and say, hey, what I've been telling you people all these years is what I'm expected to tell you. Not the truth, but it's the script. Truth is, I'm a liar. Truth is, I've been teasing and kidding and falsifying you with pablum. They wouldn't dare admit that, would they? Not on your life. I mentioned Idaho earlier. Many of you listen from Idaho, and your state has become the first state to pass anti-New World Order, North American Union, Security and Prosperity Partnership Resolution. That's right. I believe it was today, as a matter of fact, by a vote of 24-7, I think so, a resolution stating the findings of the legislature and urging Congress to use all efforts, energies, and diligence to withdraw the United States from any further participation in the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, the SPP, or the North American Union, the NAU, that seeks to advance, authorize, fund, or in any way promote the creation of any structure to create any form of North American Union. Well, since the Idaho House had already adopted this resolution by voice vote on the 12th of March, today's vote, the Senate vote, means that Idaho is indeed the first state to pass such a resolution. Oh, right. Where's my applause, Mr. Producer? Where is it? Anyway, all right. So those of you in Idaho can take a bow, because at least the resolution, though it has no particular weight of law, is a clarion call for people in other states to do likewise. You know, go thou and do likewise. The time is here. The time is near. Don't waste any time. Now, instead, we've got knuckleheads and cuckoo clocks in, like, my state legislature that want to feel good and make themselves feel good by passing a bill to divest pension fund money invested in companies that do business in Sudan, in Darfur. This is the new mantra of, quote, human rights recognition by the politically savvy hypocrites and frauds and liars. The same political demagogues, the same political hottentots, the same political actors, hypocrites indeed, that want you to think they're for human rights. Idiots, total idiots. The United States, the state legislatures, investing in companies that run the largest prison camp on the face of the earth, and that is communist-occupied China, beating, murder, torture, slaughter, human rights violations, if you will, to an unprecedented degree. And these clowns are concerned about feel-good legislation because of what's going on in Sudan. Not about Palestine, of course. They wouldn't dare. Not about Red China. They wouldn't dare. And what about Rhodesia now? Zimbabwe. They zipped their lips, didn't they, huh? All right. 1-800-313-9443. Mayor Barletta of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, is taking a stand, as you heard with John Clark just a few nights ago, last week, and he's trying to save his city in Pennsylvania from illegal aliens, but of course is being attacked by the ACLU with our tax dollars. Those of you who want to help, and you ask, somebody asked the other night how to do it, how to help. And here's how. Take a pen, take a paper right now, and you can dial. You can dial or fax, whatever. Your support to Mayor Lou Barletta in Hazleton. You've seen him, you've heard about him. You've heard about him on all the shows, Lou Dobbs especially. And the number that we have is 570-459-4910 or 570 again, area code, 570-459-4961. Those are the two numbers, 570-459-4910 or 570-459-4961. And you can fax your comments at 570-459-4965. Mayor Lou Barletta of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, if you wish to support that community that is taking a stand in court defending itself now against the invasion of these United States. Okay? And we have some interesting stories from the AP and from the, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, stories having to do with Hazleton. And an owner admits now that Hazleton's immigration law, that is against illegals, did not force his store to close. A Latino businessman admits that debt put his grocery store in Hazleton out of business. And here they were trying to say, look, he's going out of business because he ain't friendly. He ain't friendly to the Latinos. He ain't friendly to the Mexicanis. He's a bigot. He's a terrible man. See? That's why. Why? Because of this terrible law. This law forced him out of business. Well, now they're saying, of course, that's not true. The law had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. So, Mr. Barletta, the mayor, said that in Luzerne County of Hazleton, they've had a net gain of 27 Latino-owned businesses since the stores have closed, these particular stores, And he has said, quote, I would never be part of a law that would hurt legal immigrants, he said. This is about illegals, and this is about violence in our community. All right, let's take Chris in New York right now, quickly. Hello, Chris, you're on the program.
Adams, I appreciate your statement regarding the U.S. Navy being dismantled. It's news I hadn't heard.
Yes.
A whole issue of the New World Order, people love the Word of God. It's probably the beast of Revelation 13:11. In other words, the beast that came out. You wonder who gave the order for the Navy. It couldn't have been Bush. He doesn't have enough brains to give that. Who is controlling Bush? That's the question. I think people in the Council of Foreign Relations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the New World Order, Chris. You're right. And what it is the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States to make way for the New World Police Authority. That's what it's all about, my friend.
Yeah, we pray for you through the God of the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses, and Jesus Christ. Keep the faith, Rick.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the prayers. All right,
thank
we'll
you.
Be right back with more. Thanks again. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, Stoves and More Online.
Line.com. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Oh, my. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm reminded that these illegals are doing the jobs that Americans don't want to do, like drug running, killing, murder, torture, brutality, fire setting, all that good stuff, right? All right, let's take a final call, maybe. I think it's our final call that we can take, and that's Annette from West Virginia. Is that right, Annette?
Yes.
Hi, Annette. Hello.
Good evening. I must say amen to what has been spoken during this program. There was a qualification with reference to the date of John Swinton's remarks.
Yep.
It was at a farewell party, and that was 1914.
No, I have 1953.
Yes, I know, but that's a mistake. I have the original. Well, not the original, but it goes way back. I don't have it now. But
you kidding me? Wow.
It was 1914. You see, I doubt very much if the heads of the New York Times, the lead editor, would have been making only $150 a week, which Mr. John Swinton was making.
Mm-hmm.
He made that comment in his remarks. And see, I don't think you have that full comment. Now,
I have the statement, but I don't. I mean, the date I have is 1953.
That's right. And that date was also in a communication from Andrew Gause in one of his publications.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got that too, and I called him up about it. But as I said, I used to have that.
Well, $150 a week certainly was a lot of money in the 1950s.
Well,
in the 1950s, $150 a week was a lot of money.
For a senior editor of the New York Times?
I'll tell you, $150 then, to me, would be in the thousands and thousands of dollars now. That's how much the currency has depreciated, Annette.
Well, I realize that. I'm very much aware of the depreciation of the currency.
Mm-hmm.
But also, since I had the fuller quote,
Can you send that to me?
No, I can't. I must tell you what happened. I've been a political target, and having had to move from Pennsylvania to West Virginia, I couldn't bring all my things here, and I waited too long, and the house was sold, and everything in my two-bedroom apartment was completely taken. And so all that stuff was in there. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, we don't have to take it from one source. We can further investigate that quote and look into it and see if indeed it was the year of 1914. That will be a research project of mine, all right?
Yes, well, I think if you check out Mr. John Swinton and his position, I think it will confirm that.
All right, I'll look it up again. I'll try my best to. I'm glad you brought that to my attention. Thank you.
And also, do you have another minute for the other comment?
Just 1 minute.
The last caller was trying to bring out that the Bible states that the race, the covenant race of Israel, was the Adamic race, who blushes red. In other words, a redneck.
Right.
And that was the covenant seed, and that's why we are under attack, because we have a destiny to bring the gospel of the kingdom and establish the kingdom of God on the earth, and Satan's children do not want that.
I understand that, and I agree with you, and I don't think he appreciated it, because I don't think he understood it, Jared Taylor, but that's all right. You do, and I do, and that's what counts. Thank you very much, Annette. You got it in. Plenty of time to do it. We're out of time now, though. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, Lord willing, we shall return live and in color, if the good Lord wills. See you then. Good night, everyone. Rick Adams. Bye-bye.